It's 8:43 on the ticket. We just went through that Tony Romo body cam footage that came out yesterday of his arrest in Wisconsin, operating a vehicle while intoxicated. Also, the field sobriety test video was out. And we have a lot of legal questions. So joining us on the ticket hotline is a noted legal expert and local attorney. I'm sorry, I know you're quite famous. I didn't catch your name.
It's Nate Gritt.
Nate Gritt.
Yeah, I'm a tough lawyer.
The tough lawyer.
I'm a tough lawyer, and I'm just, I'm a fairly new lawyer. I'm just getting my business started, so I'm glad you guys decided to reach out to me and get some legal advice here. You know, my origin story is one that a lot of people are familiar with. After my 12th DUI, I got kind of tired of the representation I was getting.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to go to legal school and get my degree or whatever it is that you get.
Whatever.
So that I can help others like me who are so unfairly targeted by our alcohol industrial complex and our overzealous legal police force.
Okay.
So yeah, I always like to say I went from never passing the bar to actually passing the bar. Enjoy that, don't you?
That's a funny joke.
So, yeah, I'm known as the Texas Ball Peen Hammer. That's what I go by.
The Ball Peen
Not
Hammer.
Not the Texas Hammer, the Texas Ball Peen
Hammer. Ball Peen Hammer. And I used to be known as the lawyer who sends steaks as a kind of a promotional thing I did for a while, but too many complaints about the steak boxes sitting on the porch is too long. People were getting a lot of food poisoning.
And, wow.
Yeah, a lot of civil suits on that one.
Okay, so what is your advice on, Tony Romo? Did he handle all this properly? Should you always refuse a breathalyzer test?
You know, George, it's a great question. And I watched the video of Tony Romo, and he actually did pretty well. He handled it pretty well. There's a few things that he did that go against what I would recommend personally. You know, I always advise all of my clients to comply with the officers unless they really piss you off. And they always really piss us off.
What is that line? Yeah.
So, you know, like if they and George is over here asking like he's never asked these questions to me before. I've gotten a few late night phone calls, roadside conversations with George.
I have never talked to you before.
But yes, if the cops ask you for your license and registration, I always give them a picture of me in a military uniform and a gift card to Outback Steakhouse right then, right off the bat.
That sounds like a bribe.
Yeah, and in my experience, about 12% of officers take you up on that and let you off with a warning and thanking you for your service and asking what's the best appetizer on the menu. but, you know, that doesn't always work. So you need to always, always have a good story. Always have a good story. I always tell my clients, look, tell the officer that you're going to a funeral, you're on your way to a funeral, that you suffered a head injury that morning while trying to pull some 4x8 sheets of plywood down from overhead storage, and then tell them that you're iron deficient because this is the time of the month for you. So
okay.
You need to set pretext. You need to have that pretext, and it needs to be there on record, on body cam, so then you can use that later in court. You know, you've had a head injury, you're sympathetic because you're going to a funeral, and of course you're iron deficient because it's that time of the month for you.
Okay.
So juries look favorably on that.
They do.
It works in your benefit. So make sure you get that on record. If the officer doesn't let you go with a warning after these tell them that doesn't work and they want you to walk the line, use these magic words to the officer, George. You listening?
I'm listening.
You're gonna need this. Really going to need this.
All right.
Officer, I respectfully decline to do the test unless they're in written form. Remember that, okay?
Written form.
Respectfully decline unless they're in written form and always carry a Scantron with you.
Okay. There's a lot here, and I don't think any of this. What about this? How about just if you've had something to drink, don't drive at all?
You're talking about zero tolerance policy there. No, I don't think so. I mean, look, the bottom line is if you've had a few drinks, you should have zero tolerance for cops who are big jerks and asking you to do stuff. You know, no, hey, if you're a big guy like you are, George, you know, and you've had you've been at the golf course, you've had maybe, I don't know, one or two six packs, then I say, I say, you know, you can handle that. You can handle
no,
that.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah, my attitude is you can always talk your way out of it.
Oh, God. That seems dangerous.
I don't think so. I think we just saw proof of that it doesn't work.
Well, no, look, hey, I'm meeting with Tony Romo later today. I'm going to try to court him for his business because I think I can handle this. From what I saw on that video, we can beat these charges.
Okay.
We can beat these charges. You know, the heel-toe thing, I noticed that he had a little bit of space there.
Yeah.
Between the heel and the toe. I think we're going to argue that that's a matter of personal preference.
Okay.
That's his preferred heel toe.
A foot and a half apart. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that what we're going to do with the Romo case is we're going to put the whole system on trial. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Okay. It's very cliche.
We're going to put the whole system on trial.
Very cliche.
And I'm going to insist that nobody can handle the truth. I'm going to yell that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm going to bring in a bunch of fake witnesses.
Okay.
That are just sit in the courtroom, and you know, I'll say to the officer, you have never been sexually engaged with a clown outside the confines of marriage. And of course, the officer is going to say no. But then notice sitting in the back of the courtroom is a person in full clown getup. So looking like that could be a witness that we could call. So,
right.
You know, I'm not above those kind of legal, well, let's just call it what it is, legal smarts.
Oh, yeah.
These tactics. I mean, they work.
They work. I don't know if that would work or not.
Hey, listen, if any of your listeners get in any sort of legal trouble, just remember this. Call 1-800-GRIT. That's the number for Nate Gritt.
That's not enough numbers.
The DUI OWI attorney. Call me. Don't comply with any officer's questions, directives at all, ever, ever.
Oh, man.
Call Nate Gritt. That's the only way this is going to work out for you. I'll send you a box of spoiled steaks if you want, but we can skip that. Listen, it's a very serious thing, drinking and driving. It's very serious.
Yeah, that's right.
You know how I know it's serious?
How?
It has funded my kick-ass mansion that I live in Plano.
Gosh.
Right now. Yeah, yeah. It's very serious.
I thought you were just starting out, but you've already got a kick-ass mansion.
Already got a kick-ass mansion, yeah. Hey, a lot of people drinking and driving. One of my best clients. George, I think we hit number 10 on your punch card recently.
No, I've never talked to you before, but... We got to run. Tell
you have a punch card system?
No.
Yeah, we do. 11th one's free, George.
All right. Well, tell Rudolph hi, and we'll talk to you again sometime.
I will. He's buried in the North 40.
All right. Bye. There goes Nate Gritt.